Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, John Middleton, Andy McPhail, and Matt Klintak are going to be talking to millions of Phillies fans today. Millions. And there are millions. And their words are going to carry some weight. So we're going to be all ears to hear at 1 o'clock how they handle everything related to the Phils and Kapler out, Klintak and McPhail stay, and the process and the whole deal. Again, 1 o'clock today for the press conference. Let's go to the phones right now, 888-729-9494. Again, I do believe Middleton made a decision to fire Kapler in part, and I think in large part because of fan sentiment. I think it's a mistake and a bad way to run a franchise. Let's go to the phones. Jay Well in Center City kicks us off. What's up, Jay Well?
Hey, what's going on, man? Joe, I'm 100% with you. I think it's a huge mistake firing Kapler. Should let Klintak go, keep Kapler. It's the only way to do it. Kapler was working with trash.
Listen, if I had my druthers, Klintak would have been my first choice. And this feels almost like a consolation prize to me that at least something is being done to change the dysfunction that sits atop the organization right now. Like, it can you take some solace in the fact, Jay Well, that it's clear now that if Matt Klintak doesn't get this turned around by next season, he'll be gone too?
No, I don't think it matters, because if Klintak can't bring in the right people, if everybody's staying injured and we can't get anybody to work with, it doesn't matter who comes in to coach.
Listen, it doesn't feel like it's fixed the problem, that's for sure, but it feels like it's made a dent. It feels like at least we've got a new lease on life in terms of bringing a new manager in who's going to stand, I hope, will, you know, be his own manager and do things his way, independent of what Matt Klintak is asking him to do.
I think it's a matter of Philly fans, needing somebody to blame. It's easier to blame the manager in this case, and that's the only reason Middleton let it go. He wants to get people buying tickets. There's too many fans saying they're not going to buy tickets if Kapler's still there. I think if Klintak goes and Kapler stays, I guarantee we have a much better season next year with Kapler here and Klintak out.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, Joe, I think your point about things, the way this timeline transpired, John Middleton probably, if he had to do it again now with hindsight being 2020, might have done things differently.
You mean more quickly?
But also, you know, and we don't know the timeline, to be fair. Obviously.
Sure.
But there was a groundswell for Kapler's head a while back.
For a long time.
And that has changed over the last month or so.
Right.
To Klintak's head.
That's what I think happened.
And so it's sort of like he missed on, like, the current events.
That's what I think happened.
Because he's so deliberate and he goes about things in such a, you know, tortoise-like fashion, it's like, yeah, you fired someone and it makes things better, but you know, now in the here and now, it's like it was the wrong guy. You could have done more.
James, do you buy that theory that Middleton had his focus on the manager because most fans did, and then it switched and he wasn't prepared for that switch?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. It's certainly a theory. I think it could just go back to him not being willing to bail on someone he said was an elite GM 7 months ago, someone he compared to Branch Rickey 7 months ago. I think that's part of it, too. But he clearly miscalculated that there was a change. Like, we've seen our show, when we do polls, over the last 2 months, at some point, it changed from more people wanting Klintak gone, from more people wanting Kapler gone, to more people wanting Klintak.
Right.
It absolutely happened.
Changed. By the way, I just quickly on the Branch Rickey thing, I just want to address that. For those that don't know, Branch Rickey was the general manager of the Dodgers, the Brooklyn Dodgers, back in the 40s, and I guess into the 50s, I believe. The fact that The fact that John Middleton, like John earlier brought up, Richie brought up earlier, you know, Daniel Snyder. And I said, well, I don't know that he's Daniel Snyder. And I don't think he is, but I don't know what John Middleton is. Like the fact that the Phillies owner compared to the Phillies general manager and said, Branch Rickey never had an offseason like this. Like, we really don't know Middleton. I know we think we thought we did. Got it together. Competitive. Stern sounding. Driven. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like you hear, you got to start putting the puzzle together. You got a Branch Rickey comparison from the owner for Matt Klintak. Branch Rickey is one of the great general managers of all time. You know, it's just, you got to start asking yourself, what really is Middleton? Now, I like him. I mean, I think I have. I'm just telling you, we do have to be real with the fact that maybe he's just not even close to as great as we thought he is as an owner. Maybe not. Let's go to the phones. I see on my board right now, and I guess we call this the Swartz Carlton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. Mitch Williams is with us calling in. What's going on, Mitch?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Mitch, thanks for calling.
I'm just calling in because I want to tell the football guy that he could not be more dead on the money.
Oh, look at that.
Come on, Mitch. I played eighth grade football.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Athletes are athletes, and when you look at things, the message is what has to change for the Phillies, their philosophy. And the philosophy is coming down from McPhail and Klintak.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe was just the messenger. They cut the head off the messenger.
Turn right after it.
Okay.
So it sounds like you're saying they fired the wrong guy.
Absolutely. I think Gabe could have been a decent manager under a general manager and a president that are baseball people, not analytics people.
Yeah.
You have to have a mix. You can't go all one way.
Mitch, can a new manager stand up to the analytics pressure that's being forced on, you know, whoever comes in? Can a new manager do this the right way, or is it doomed to failure as long as you've got Klintak and McPhail here?
Well, John, to be honest, if the philosophy doesn't change,
then turn left immediately.
If the philosophy doesn't change, they have to go out and get a manager that is going to take orders from the front office. That's why Joe Girardi, Joe Madden, and the one other one out there.
Showalter.
Showalter, Buck.
Yeah.
There is, after 800 feet.
Yeah.
There's zero chance that you could get a guy like that to take that job with the coaching staff in place. It'll never happen.
Well, that's not, yeah, and Mitch, I'm glad you brought that up because we hadn't gotten to that yet today.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. We didn't get to that yet today. That's a really bizarro thing. The fact that they announced yesterday almost the entire coaching staff is back while you're looking to hire a manager. I mean, you think Girardi and Showalter don't have their own guys that they'd want? I mean,
that's the thing.
What was that? So I just got to tell you, Mitch, that's where when I talk about Middleton and I say, like, look, I don't know that he's Daniel Snyder. I have no idea, and I hope like heck he's not. But it's also like, I don't even know how to put this. It is a ridiculous decision to announce that a coaching staff is back before you even hire a manager when the three most prominent ones are very prominent guys, two of them in their 60s. That, like, they're not going to want to keep 90% of the coaching staff that's here. That's ridiculous.
No, the only way you get a manager of that caliber is to let them pick their own coaching staff. And so those three guys were out of the mix immediately. What I look at...
But we hear they're not out of the mix. So you're saying...
But it's just dysfunctional, John, because, like...
I'm right there with you. It doesn't make sense.
Let's just say, in theory, that they say to Madden or Girardi, all right, listen, we've announced these guys can be back, these other coaches, but we're actually going to give you the discretion to move on. But now you have these other guys dangling for, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. When you've announced they're back and now you got to fire them a month from now and reassign them in the organization, that's dysfunction. That doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't make any sense. And I think that people, I know Larry Boa and Charlie Manuel have John Middleton's ear. If he would just listen to what these guys have to say, then he would put himself in a good position because these are smart baseball guys. I believe there is a place for analytics, but it cannot be 100% analytics because you will be guaranteed 100% failure. You are not going to succeed going one way.
Mitch, we appreciate you calling in, man. Open
thanks,
policy. Call us anytime. You're better than John anyway, so call us anytime.
Thanks, Mitch.
I love you, Richie.
All right, there he is. Mitch Williams, how about that, calling in. Swerve Skeleton Guest Line. All right, 888-729-9494. Yeah, we hadn't even gotten to that. It's a very bizarre thing. It was kind of lost in the shuffle of all the news yesterday, but, like, the coaching staff's back other than the pitching coach? What is that? Brian in South Philly. Hey, Brian.
Yo, what's going on, gentlemen?
Brian, what's up?
Yo, what's up, Rich? Yo, this is not about the fans. This is just about being absolute obvious. Like, he had a way better team, the same exact pitching staff, and he finished one game better than last year. How could that be? You know, anything but being
starting pitching being actually pitch, starting pitching actually pitched worse than the previous year.
I know, but it's still like I like how like everybody says, well, but they were better last year. Everybody got worse under Kapler, and I can't wait to see how good some of these players can be without Kapler there. And if they're going to pick a manager that is just going to listen to them anyway, then the same results are going to happen anyway. Kapler can never be a good manager because he doesn't manage anyway. He just listens to whatever they tell him.
Well, that may be true. That actually may be true.
Well, how could you want a guy in charge who's not really in charge? Because what do the players do? They go to Kapler and say, hey, can you tell him to play me more? And like that doesn't make sense. You want a guy who is going to demand respect from not only everybody above him, but everybody below him.
Yeah.
That man's that has respect. Kapler don't have respect. He's a yes boy, and he's just going to listen to what anybody says until he gets some cojones there. He'll never be a good man.
Listen, Brian, I think it's a really good point that you bring up.
It feels like John Middleton has basically kneecapped Matt Klentak by saying, like, we're not going to do what you want to do anymore. And first things first, we're getting rid of the guy who was your marionette, and we're going in a different direction. The part that is confusing about this is what we're just talking about with Mitch. I don't understand why, while kneecapping Klentak, you give him the same assistant staff again, if it's going to get in the way and cloud things up for bringing in the new manager that hopefully will have his own, you know, outlook and mindset that will be different from Klentak.
Makes no sense.
You know, checks and balances. Yeah. You need, with the analytics, you need the baseball guy. And if this staff that's in place now gets in the way of that, then I do not understand the decision that Middleton has made here. It's like he's trying to finesse this situation. Like, he believes that Matt Klentak has potential to be really special and wants to foster that. But at the same time, he's pulling back on the reins a little bit and saying, whoa, man, you had too much say. I'm taking some of it away. And we're going to rebuild this thing a little bit differently with the power checks in place.
Maybe,
this time
yeah.
around.
I mean, we don't really know, but I hope the manager has more power.
But
on this end, how can
we
know?
There's
no manager.
Right.
By the way, I'm still trying to figure out how Mitch said he agreed with you and disagreed with me because
he's a smart man.
I said keep Kapler, and you said get rid of him, and Mitch said keep Kapler. I mean, what am I missing?
No, you missed what he said.
Well, I know. He's talking about the stuff up top.
You weren't listening.
I listened.
You listened just for your own.
All right. 888-729-9494. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Wager in on all pro sports in a comfortable atmosphere with great food online at DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 play. All right, today's question, who wins on Sunday? Eagles-Vikings game. Birds are an underdog on the road. Tough test, but one that's winnable. But an interesting game. Eagles at the Vikings. Who wins? A, Eagles. B, Vikings. Now, John, sounds like you've got the Eagles winning this game.
Yeah,
by the way, like everybody on the morning show, everybody that called in, all of Angela's guests, everybody has the Eagles winning this game. And I think the poll was like 80 or 85%. Do people understand that the Eagles are an underdog in this game? Like, is people just like, I'll ignore that fact. What do you make of it, John?
I don't care who's an underdog. I like that the Vikings have to run the ball because Mike Zimmer wants to run the ball. And, you know, he's going to fire you, John DeFilippo, if you don't run the ball as the offensive coordinator. That's his M.O.
That's not the concern.
And
that's
we can stop that.
That's
we
not, that's
can
not,
stop the run.
That's
I understand what the concern is.
Yeah.
You're saying that we don't have the DBs to hold up to Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
The catch is, what about the quarterback? What about Kirk Cousins? What about the fact that we know Kirk Cousins pretty darn well?
Yep.
He's the one who has to deliver the ball to Adam Thielen and Steph Diggs. He hasn't been real good at doing that this year.
You're right.
So I'm going to put my faith in our ability to stop the run and put the game on Kirk Cousins' shoulders. And I think if we get some pressure, and I'm just waiting and holding out hope that Fletcher Cox, you know, this is the week where there's actually some production on paper that you can say, okay, he's disruptive again. The offensive line for the Vikings has just been miserable for as long as we can remember, and this year is no different. I think we can take advantage of that a little bit and get there enough to hurry these throws out so that our DBs, while not great, can hold up long enough.
Well, I hope so. I mean, look, my instincts are that this
It's not going to be a blowout game. I mean, This is a close game. It is tough to call, but man, just
those DBs against those wide receivers concern me. The corners, they concern me. I agree with you,
John.
There's
so much more to the game than
no,
that.
No, but there is. But you can also you can make the case that Green Bay game might have swung the Green Bay if their receiver Davante Adams hadn't got hurt. You know, I mean, I'm just saying. Like the Eagles have struggled. Julio Jones put up big numbers. So we'll see. I mean, this is now look. The Atlanta loss, by the way, I said earlier, third time they play a tough team on the road. Maybe Atlanta's they're probably just not as good as we thought. They're 1-4. That's Atlanta's only win, by the way. It was very impressive what the Eagles did in Green Bay. Like, in no way am I just moving past that and pushing it aside. It was a great win in Green Bay. It was a great win.
But when the Vikings are not as impressive as we thought they were going to be either.
Well, we'll see. 888-729-9494. Again, you can vote on the Twitter poll question of the day. Let's talk to Hamp and Horsham. What's up, Hamp?
Morning, guys. Joe, I think you are totally off base on the fans being the sole reason that Kapler got fired.
I didn't say the sole, but I did say a big reason.
Well, the main reason. I don't want to put words in your mouth. The main reason.
Okay.
I watched Jim Salisbury on NBC Philadelphia yesterday, and it's very obvious that the Phillies, and this comes down from Klentak to Kapler, who was his little puppy dog, that analytics were the way to go. And Jim Salisbury said, the Phillies need to find a manager that's a proven baseball guy that can make baseball decisions from the gut. Kapler totally failed on that. He had no idea in terms of how to run a bullpen, how to run a pitching staff. But the real killer to me was when I found out that Kapler was the one that got rid of Rich Kranitz and made Chris Young the pitching coach, because every single pitcher on that Philly staff regressed from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loved Kranitz. They love him in Atlanta. Look at how well the Atlanta pitching staff did. And I think by firing Kapler first, John Middleton has effectively neutered Klentak, and Klentak's mm-hmm. under the gun here.
Mm-hmm.
And Klentak has to produce or Klentak's gone. And I
right.
mean, I agree, Klentak probably should have gone too, but Kapler was so weak in so many areas that he didn't deserve to keep the job.
Hamp, I am so right there with you. We are eye to eye on all of those points.
Appreciate the call, man. 888-729-9494. All right, coming up, Doug Peterson said something interesting this week in one of his press conferences. We haven't even gotten to it yet. It's about one of the Eagles' defensive backs. We'll hit that. We'll rock the calls. 11 o'clock today, your chance to win $1,000. That's right, $1,000. You have a chance to win today at 11. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP.
I'm losing weight on Nutrisystem, and I can tell it's really working because I had a checkup at my doctor's yesterday. 40 pounds lost. My blood pressure's gone from 160 over 100 to 120 over 70. This is huge. My doctor's so impressed, he's getting started on Nutrisystem for men, too. I look better. I feel fantastic. I'm sleeping hard straight through the night every night where I used to toss and turn and wake up all the time. I'm telling you, you lose significant weight and life is better in ways you've never even considered. And the beauty is you'll change your life and this food is great. Nutrisystem offers the foods you love, pizza, burgers, chicken parm, even ice cream. And these meals are perfectly balanced to put your body in fat burning mode. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right hand corner of the page and use the promo code Richie. That's RITCHIE to get $50 off plus a week of protein packed shakes for free. Do not put this off any longer. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right and use the promo code Richie, RITCHIE, to get started. Results vary. Offer restrictions apply. See website for details.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.